right, good evening. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priorities at all times and can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. All right, the Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meetings on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on April 19th, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and is still not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. And right now we're going to look for portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in. Come now, please. All right, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? I will now pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
KD4GLU on Echolink. Name is Tim, French Camp, Mississippi.
All right, welcome, Tim, to the Black River Valley Service Net. You have the floor. How has your day been going, and what new things are going on in your area of the world?
Nothing much. It's just about 70 degrees. Nice night. No traffic for the net. I just want to check in.
All right, Tim, yeah, your check-in is much appreciated. And just so you know, here where I'm stationed, KD2FPM, my name is Kevin James. I'm out here in Oneonta, New York. I'm actually about hour and a half south of Boonville, up in the central New York area here. And we've got 50 degrees with clouds overhead, had a high of 63 in our neck of the woods. And Tim, if you're a baseball fan, I live exactly 20 minutes south of Cooperstown in the Baseball Hall of Fame. So keep that in mind. That's kind of cool there. So, all right, Tim, it's just you and me on the Echolink, so I'm going to move forward here. I'm now going to open the floor to all regular members and guests. Come now, please.
M2PFM, good evening.
5AOW, good evening, Mark, Kevin.
Okay, we picked up two stations there, N2PFM, George, and N5AOW, Bob. All right, George, we're going to start with you at the top. N2PFM, go ahead, take it away.
Well, good evening, Kevin, Bob, and station from Mississippi, down in good old Dixieland. Hey, we got a temperature up here of 45 degrees, had a temperature range today of 34 to 56, and I don't have that stove chugging away. I just got, didn't need any heat all day, and just have the gas space heater on at 65 for the night. As well as, pardon me, it's still 68, almost 69 in here yet. My finger got tired on the mic button there. And that's about it. We don't have much sunshine. But I think we're not supposed to really have any sunshine now until Friday. And I like the temperatures in that too. Well, they're not as good as down there in Mississippi. That'll take until May till we get that, I'm sure. So with that, we'll say God bless, and 73's all around, then, too, PFM clear.
All right, George, it's always good to hear from you, and I appreciate you always sharing your temperature ranges because it kind of gives me an idea what's going on up in your neck of the woods. All right, NF5AOW, Bob, go ahead. The floor is yours. Take it away.
NF5AOW, good evening, Kevin. Geez, you know, when I checked in, I had said, Mark, I was looking at some part of my log, and the last one that checked in the last time I did the net was Jack, so I automatically went that way. Anyhow, I'm rambling on with that. No big deal there. What a great day today. I'll tell you what. It was sunny on and off, and temperatures were warm. I got a few things done that I didn't expect to. I was waiting probably for maybe tomorrow. Not really sure, but another warm day. And it warmed up enough that I got things done that I didn't anticipate. You know, that's kind of like finding a $5 bill in a pile of leaves. So, with that thought, I'll tell you what, I'll let that go. George, I'm glad you had some daylight to charge the batteries up and stay warm. Okay, I'll return it back to you, Kevin. You have a good evening also. 7-3. N5AOW, back to net control.
All right, Bob, yeah, it's always a pleasure to hear from you, too. So, yeah, actually, I have to share with you, I know I had so much excitement on Saturday when I helped my friend out with his, and I'm going to grin here, 11-meter radio, and got his antenna tuned so well, I thought, ha, boy, I'm on a streak here. So I helped another friend of mine today. He was having some problems with his 11-meter radio and his pickup truck, so, yeah, the SWR was a little out. So we kind of tweaked it and, you know, got it a little bit better and set up for him. So I thought, well, you know what, I'll check mine out in the back of my vehicle because it hasn't been really doing much and I don't hear much activity on it other than static and noise. And sure enough, it was out. I spent probably a better part of an hour screwing around with that stupid thing, and I got to the point where I couldn't get the SWR to come down for anything. So before I took the entire thing and wadded up into a big mess and walked out into the park and pitched the entire thing into the trash can, I just called it quits and I said, I will let my good friend Matt, KD2JWC, when he gets a chance, I'll let him take a peek at it because I have a sneaking suspicion that I have a ground problem or some corrosion going on in my coax. So hopefully he can address that for me, and maybe we can regain control of that. I mean, it's nice to see what's going down.
Comment there on that.
I'm net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins. Come now, please.
N2KKL, good evening.
AC2WI.
Okay, we've got two more there. N2KKL, Pauline, and KC2WI, Pete. Pauline, you have first takes here, so go ahead, take it away. How are things out in your area?
We had a pretty nice day today, but it was a little cool breeze, and we're down to 48 degrees right now. Not pulling anything out. We had a good day today. Hope you all enjoyed it. Tomorrow is supposed to be even better. N2KKL, back to net.
All right, Pauline, yeah. I have to admit, it's always a pleasure chatting with you. Remember, my first time checking into Octane, I know I've told you this before, up in the Mohawk Valley. I think you were one of the first ones I checked in with when I was up there, and kind of let you guys know, yeah, I was out of my home area when I was doing that, so that way you weren't like, hey, what's going on with this guy? That call sign's usually down on the south repeaters. So, yeah, I was doing a nice visit up there, and always appreciated chatting with you up there, too. So, all right, Pete, KC2WI, go ahead, take it away. What interesting things have you been into today?
KC2WI, well, I came back from the Adirondacks late morning and did some work in Boonville, which took till the middle afternoon, and it's really interesting. I was up there Saturday. I went up Saturday night. Sunday, I went out, and I really didn't snowmobile much, just a little bit on the lake, a few miles. It was all ice, and the trail I thought about going on, the first 20 feet, it's all bare. And that's not the problem, but there's a really maybe a 3 foot high dirt bank, which, you know, when you have snow on it, you can, and or even if it's just frozen hard with a little ice, you can get up it. But when the sun has melted it off, it's really tough. And then also the interesting thing is repeated freezing, you know, rain freeze cycles has made a lot of ice pushed up on the shore, sort of sheets of it in some place. So I didn't bother because I knew it was going to be a pretty icy trail anyway. But what's interesting is in Speculator, if you look in open areas and the marshes, the stuff on the sides of the streams, everything's frozen solid, but there's absolutely no snow. It's just brown, you know, the vegetation. And I took I was going to go snowshoeing, but my snowshoes broke, but it turns out it didn't make any difference because the snow that's there is just, you know, it's ice. It's from all the repeated cycles of snow and then rain and then freeze, hard as a rock. So I walked a couple of miles to check a couple of geocaches, and one that when I placed it in, I think 2004 maybe it was, I just walked, I had one, and then I walked, followed a little sort of trail and found another really good spot, and I placed this other cache, and I never went back to it for a while, and I got people trying to find it. I can't remember the first one found it or not, but they said, oh, what a pain this was. And between the time I put it there and maybe a year or two later, the beavers had started building dams across a little drainage, and now instead of just this little trickle which you walk across and stuff in the spring, you know, it's turning into kind of a beaver swamp. So the cache is in an ammo container. Those things are just tough, and they're sealed, they're tough. You leave it for 10 years and the inside's nice and dry and clean. So I never went back to check it. I just watched the logs, and the very few people that ever went to it all, you know, said, yeah, it's good. So in 2013, I think it was, late winter, I went with somebody and we snowshoed straight back from the road, across the Cherry Brook and through the, you know, and everything, and it was real easy. And I had planned to do that this year, but like I said, I got to that spot and there was just no snow. You'd be walking. I could have walked probably right up the stream for a ways, but, you know, there's brush on either side of it you got to get to the woods, and that would have been a pain. So I went up to the trail that goes into the first one and walked in there, and then once I get to that first one, it's actually near a grave site of a Revolutionary War veterans. Call it Patriot's Rest. It's back in the woods, and it's interesting that in the 1800s there was a road. There was like a road between that side of the lake and down towards Gilman Lake and down to Wells. Anyway, you can't find the beginning of it. It's the road, and there's a couple of little camps, and then it disappears. But I went to that one, and I thought, oh, this is great. Walk right across the Beaver Pond, and, you know, not exactly straight to it, but pretty close. And I posted on my on my geocaching.com page for the geocaching event there's not a lot of snow and it's probably going to be more gone. And you're probably not going to be able to come up and ski, cross-country ski. In Paseco, there's tons of snow, and you look over those kind of, you know, marshes on the sides of creeks and all that. It's all white, it's all snow, 10 miles apart, and down to about the middle of Morehouse, and then it sort of thins out again. So there must have been just a lot more snow in that one area. It doesn't make any sense, but really variable conditions, and even coming down Route 8 across 365 and stuff, you'd see it was almost bare, and then you'd see some places where it looked totally different with snow again, until, of course, you get into the fields and the, you know, the Black River Valley and Route 12, then it's, you know, it's really bare. Anyway, I don't know how it is maybe over, I don't know if John or Kathy are in here, but, you know, they may have some snow there, maybe not. So it's very, very interesting the way things have, the snow's fallen, the way it's melted and where it's frozen and stuff like that. So that was interesting. Now I'm playing catch up here and debating whether or not I want to go up to Tug Hill tomorrow and do a little snowmobile ride. Seeing as how I just picked up my snowmobile from Bill here at the end of the street. He said, oh, I went up yesterday. It was great. You should go up before it rains. So I don't know if I'm going to do that or not, but I think I might because it's the last gap before the rain. KC2WI.
All right, Pete. Yeah, sounds like you had a very, very fun day. I would have loved to have been out there myself. I know back in the day when I used to work for New York State Electric and Gas as an independent contractor, days like this where you could actually navigate and, my gosh, I would basically walk or hike, if you want to call it that, pole to pole. And on the transmission lines, we used to actually go out and survey those for stray voltage. And some of the amazing things you would be able to see were just, you know, breathtaking. And stuff that I would come across would be things that probably no other human eyes would ever have a chance to look upon because no one in their right mind would ever have a reason to be up, you know, where these things are. So, all right, with that being said, this is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for further check-ins. Coming now, please.
Okay, A2,
K2ZNZ, Jack, oh, you made it in here in time before Octane, so yeah, go ahead, Jack. What's going on over near Liverpool today?
Well, a very nice day. I guess we can't complain, that's for sure. Up in the upper 50s. I didn't actually check the exact figure, but it was a beautiful day. I know that's very mild and a light jacket day. And we had a few things to do, wife and I, a couple of errands, and after breakfast, and so on and so forth. So we kind of got around today a little bit. And right now it's 49 degrees, I can see from over here. And it's supposed to be up in the 60s tomorrow, possibly with rain. I guess that's a possibility. I don't know how strong. I haven't checked it here in a couple of hours. So, good to hear everybody in there. And we will give it back to you, Kevin. Very fun. KA2000.
All right, Jack. That's awesome. Yeah. I know here in Oneonta we had 63 here today, and it was just 50 out here, so... not a bad day, and I know tomorrow I'm hearing some areas may see 70, maybe even a low 70s for us. Most of us will definitely be in the 60s tomorrow. So, yeah, spring is making a teaser of an appearance, and so enjoy it. I know my forecast I'm looking at looks like it may be fair for the weekend. Temps may drop back just a little bit, but not by much, and then next week there's chances of rain. That's my long-term look here. So, all right, this is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any further last-minute check-ins. Come now, please. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 21:25 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight, and that would be KE4GLU, Tim from Mississippi, N2PFM, George, N5AOW, Bob, N2KKL, Pauline, KC2WIP, and last but not least, KA2ZNZ, Jack. And I also want to thank all those that listened in tonight and say 7-3. This is KD2FPM. I will be also clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and I'll be heading back to my home repeater, the 146-850, and I'll be anticipating the Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net as that comes up online. So until next time, KD2FPM, like I say 7-3, and I'll be clear.
Thank you very much for your check. It's very much appreciated. Case 2 OBD clear.